Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to another one of our Tasting Note episodes. If you are listening in for the first time, our tasting notes are just us chatting about some of our previous episodes and hearing some of your reactions to some of our most popular episodes. And so today we are actually talking about episode 204, Putting in That Work. And this was actually an episode that we had a guest on, Laisha Ogle, who is the founder of this thing called Wife Shared, her lessons that she learned after changing her outlook on her own marriage and giving us tools to navigate being a wife. We talked a lot during the episodes about how we have expectations going into marriage, about what marriage looks like, and how a lot of those times them expectations need to be readjusted.
That's like, look, guys, I think this comes up so many times that I just it continuously is something that needs to continuously be readjusted.
Yeah. So we asked one of the questions, has marriage been more challenging than you anticipated? And that's what Laisha said on the episode, that she didn't expect it to be as hard. And I think that a lot of people don't. Like, we don't, especially if you've never, well, you probably expect marriage to be hard if you have come from a split family. Like, if your parents got divorced, then it probably seems a little difficult for you. But also, if your parents are divorced and you get married, you don't know what a successful marriage looks like. Because,
or else, if you come from single parents, then you don't know, like, how much work went in. Like, let's take away whether your parents were together, stay together. There's work in every piece of the relationship that got to this point of you being here.
Yeah.
And we don't see that part because we're like but a blip in their eye.
Yeah. And so when we asked the question, has marriage been more challenging than you anticipated? We got a lot of comments on that. Modern day makeup mommy, who we love, is Triana, who's been on the show. She mentioned that the first 5 years were the worst, and that it got, it's now a whole lot better thanks to communication, therapy, and forgiveness. Love truly conquers all and allows people to really give their all for each other. I will say, as a caveat for me personally, love will conquer all, but you also have to do the work for it. Like, you can't just love somebody. You can't love somebody hard enough to fix any problem in any relationship.
You can't love them into perfection or who you want them to be. They have to want it, and they have to do it. And that's the part that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Chrysler Blurk said, one thing I really love about my husband is that he really balances me out, but it's also something that drives me crazy. Jessica C102 said, they never tied the knot. However, they've survived almost 20 years together, which is
awesome and amazing.
Such an accomplishment. And we asked her, does she have any tips? And she said, communication and space.
Yes. And see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of times when people think of, like, listening to our podcast, it's not just because you're married. It's like, great, if you're married, fine, that's our life. But being with someone for a very long time takes work.
Y'all can't see the way I am vigorously nodding.
Like, bobblehead over here.
If you listen to the show, my husband and I have been together for almost 20 years, and it's the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life is to probably be with this man.
As a person who has been, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to put it.
Find the right words.
I am ferociously independent. Yeah, ferociously. I have to use that. Fiercely wasn't enough. But as someone who was, like, absolutely independent, do it myself, lived on my own and, like, you know, making it, allowing someone else into my space and allowing myself to, I hate the word, but submit and like understanding what that really meant, because it doesn't mean like, you know, obey and all that, but like allowing myself to be vulnerable and to let someone else take the lead and to know when I'm like, oh, I'm wrong. You know what?
Especially I was wrong. You have the dynamic in your marriage is very much, your husband's way, I think, more traditional than mine is. And so he not in traditional in the sense that
he says that he's more traditional in the sense because that his
he
expects, mindset
he wants to yeah that's what I'm saying he in his mind he has a certain role to play.
Oh yeah, like, and so the three P's,
yeah,
profess, provide, protect.
Yeah, and so it's when you are as independent as you are, and his like, no, I'm supposed to be, you know,
like I'm supposed to be able to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm just like,
that's where you clash heads. Like, luckily, my husband and I. He is very cool with whatever role he plays.
He's like, look, I'm here. And so, he hit the, I'm here. You know, I'm here.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, you know, I'm the one. I handle a lot of like the big things in our house, and he's perfectly fine with relinquishing any of that.
Yeah, that's why it's like we had to say like he's traditional in mindset, but like not in roles, because like he doesn't care that like I make more or how things go. It's just a matter of as long as we're working together. As long as we're working together, at the end of the day, I don't make him feel less than.
Yeah.
And as we've already talked about, my mouth can make him feel less than without me knowing that I did it. My bad.
Yeah.
This comment that mindfully well-rooted put is, it's me. It's me. they are me. I thought I was the only one who felt this way after being married for over a year. Some days I have loved my husband to the ends of the earth. And some days I want him to jump in front of traffic at 5 p.m. It has been a wild ride full of crazy emotions and sudden expectations. We are learning more about one another each day. Yet some days I don't think he gets it. And I just.
That is the most realist statement, though, because to take it from two people who have been in relationships for a long time, there are many, many, many days where you do not like
at all
your partner. You love them. You love them.
Like,
you don't
love
like
is
them.
Not it. Mm-mm.
You do not like them. You, like she said, you want go stand outside and go get hit by a car for all
I
care. Like I don't.
I do not care.
I'm not
in
fucking
this
right
moment.
Now.
Like I will cry after if you do it. However, right now, go check the weather pattern. Like, go check the weather and traffic for me.
I do not care at all right now. And then the next day, you'll just be like, oh, I love you.
Like, yeah, it's so, like they'll do something so awesome. Or else. Like, so my thing that I used to do when we would have our big arguments and everything, it would be like, you know, who's going to break first? I've always been the breaker. I'm the one who breaks it because, well, I get tired of arguing. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm like, what are we going to do about it? So I'll just like call him and he's like, yes. And I'm just like, I love you. I just wanted to call and say that. And
what can you
like,
do to that? Your response is just like, oh, okay, I love you too.
He's just like, I love
damn
you
it,
too.
Now I can't be mad.
And I was like, okay. Like, I remember being angry, trying to be like, you know, have you ever said I love you angrily?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
It's amazing.
You got a babe like, well, I love you.
I just want you to know that I love you and I care. And you make me smile. I mean, not in this moment.
Like, not right now.
But that is work. But that also, to be honest, that is what we're talking about. We're putting in that work. It's about, I don't have to, like, being able to say that. And instead of doing the, I'm not going to talk, or I'm going to just go out and hang out and do this, that, and the third.
Yeah. Well, that's what Shiesty P said. Mm-hmm. Communication ended up being a challenge, not to mention understanding, accepting, and displaying their love language, even if it's different from your own. And we have a whole episode in season one. I think it's episode 5, actually, where we talked about love languages. But yeah, communication is always a challenge. I mean, you have to be able to learn how to talk to your person.
Like, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Talk. It doesn't matter if they're going to like everything you say and you're not going to like everything they say. But some things have to be said, and it doesn't mean you have to go for the gut. It doesn't mean you got to just like,
Yeah, in most cases, actually don't go for the gut. No. Like,
Like,
don't
fight fair.
Fight fair. I think the Ambitious Wives Club, I think this happens a lot in marriages, and is one of the challenges that you don't anticipate. She said she was surprised at how her husband's expectations of her changed once they had a child. He became very traditional and started changing the rules and expecting me to adhere to his new rules when I never agreed to the quote new order. And I think that is a lot of what happens, especially if you don't discuss prior to getting married or prior to having a kid what your roles in child rearing are. Like, if you come from a traditional, you know, the wife is the one who only does the kids, you know, handles the kids, cooks dinner, does pretty much all of that stuff, and your partner is like, nah, we going 50-50 on this, like, you gotta be all in, like, you cooking dinner, you doing laundry, you doing that stuff,
or y'all, like, are gonna we, I was like, didn't we have a conversation, I think we had an episode where we talked about, I think it was our not MILF mommies, but like when we were talking about like the fact that we're more than a mom.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no. Because I had that happen where it was just like, you're a mother. You don't need to be going out. Who? What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not, we're not doing that.
I don't understand how that happened. I don't know what makes you think that I'm less of a mom. Like, I had a whole child. Nothing's going to undo that.
Yeah. Like,
going to the club is not getting ready to undo that I pushed a whole child out.
Man, no. I'll just leave. So, I'll kind of leave it with Sunshine Seasoning's take on the episode. She said marriage is work. And when both husband and wife or partners, because we don't care who you love here, work together, a united front is formed, and that can tackle the ups and downs. But most importantly, the downs and uncertainties. And I think that's a great synopsis of what the episode is. Like, we all go into marriage with what we think marriage is, and it's going to change a lot. And not even, you know, a lot of the comments that we read are from people who are newly married. For people who have been together for a long time, like, your relationships change. So your expectations, even from, okay, our marriage was like this 5 years ago, why is it now suddenly different in year 6 or year 7 or year 15 or year 20?
It's like, think about it like this. Every single day we wake up, we are in constant change and constant transformation. And that's just with us doing nothing. We are doing that, okay? Our body, naturally, we evolve. So why wouldn't every single part of us evolve, including our relationships? We have to accept that we're constantly changing, and we might not like every change, but it's about accepting and learning to love through those changes.
I agree with all of that. If you haven't listened to the episode, you can go back and do so. It's episode 204. It's called Putting in That Work. And again, we had a guest, Laisha Ogle, who is the founder of this thing called Wife. So we also encourage you to check her out. She's on Instagram at this thing called Wife. And she gives great tips on really how to, she gives us the tools on how to navigate being a wife, because there is no blueprint. And so we can all use the help.
Anything everything helps. Look.
So as always, make sure that you rate and review and subscribe to the episodes. Rating and reviewing is what really helps us out a lot, because it helps other people find the show. You can find us on all your major podcast platforms at Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, all of that good stuff, Pandora. We're on all of that stuff. If you love the show and you want to support us, you can become a member of our Sip Squad. We are on patreon.com/ Swirl and Sip Podcast. For as little as $3 a month, which ain't nothing but a coffee, you can become a member of our Sip Squad, Lord Jesus, and get all sorts of benefits and exclusive fun stuff. You get stickers mailed to you. You get access to behind the scenes videos of us recording, especially when we do episodes with our guests. You get to see what we look like. We do wine reviews called our Vino Corner. You get access to our event sales before they go live to anyone else, so you can do that again on patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram. We're at Swirl and Sip Podcast. You can check out the episode there again. Leave comments there or email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. And as always, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next tasting note.
Bye.